Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:08. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Fronte and Spearhead at the Fox Theater in Oakland on October 11th. Life is better with you.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, life is better with you. Michael Fronte and Spearhead, Fox Theater, Oakland, October 11th. The tickets are on sale now at apeconcerts.com. And if you're calling 9, you get a pair of tickets. 800-400-3697. Go see our friend Michael. And emerge in a better mood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guy's great.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. It's time for Celebrity Trash. It's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org.
I almost yelled
.org.
.org.
.org. Lindsay Lohan.
What's up with Lindsay? It's never anything good.
Well, I don't know if it's good or not. I mean, this guy does seem like a contract murderer. but what do I know? You know, I don't want no trouble. I just want to go home, get a haircut, maybe take a nap. I have a whole day planned that doesn't involve me getting in a fight with.
Did you take a nap yesterday?
I did not take a nap yesterday. I was very busy yesterday. And then, so I'm totally exhausted. I sit down. I'm even starting to fall asleep a little bit as we're watching the end of Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. And then I could not fall asleep when I got in bed.
Again?
So annoying. So I'm looking forward to a good night's sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Let's hope. But, you know, I knew that this was going to be a tough week. Back from vacation, I just trashed my schedule. I didn't get up before noon any day over the last 2 weeks. I know. I loved it.
It's good that you can do that.
I know. It is really good.
I stay up really late. It's easy to sleep till noon when you've been up till 3.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's right.
What am I going to do it? I don't know. From 12 to 3, what are you doing?
I don't know. Watch a show or play some cribbage. We had epic darts tournaments.
Oh, my God.
No, it was fun.
Those games last
forever.
You are
going to wake the baby up.
I know.
What are you, nuts?
I am so glad I don't have a baby. Oh, my God. There is no such thing as a vacation when you've got a baby.
We're living opposite lives. So funny.
We are.
Sheesh.
This too shall pass, Vin. Mm-hmm. You'll long for the days of having a baby.
I won't, but I really do. I love this kid. It's crazy how much.
Oh.
So anyway.
Lindsay
Lohan.
Oh, yeah. Back to fire crotch.
I don't know what's going on here, and I'm just going to read you the story. It's everywhere. Everyone's got their take on it. She and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia supposedly have something going on. This is the guy they call MBS, Mohammed bin Salman.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had some good PR going. Mm-hmm. He was going to let women drive, or maybe he did let women drive. He was talking about sort of modernizing the Saudi kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it looks like he paid to have that Khashoggi guy murdered.
Yeah. He made the call. Yeah.
Right.
He didn't have to pay.
Right.
He's just like, I'm the boss.
Sure, you do what I say.
Take care of that guy.
So this guy's reputation is, you know,
tarnished,
to say the least. Seems like he killed a journalist, but what do I know? Again, like I said, I don't want any trouble. There is a wild rumor going around that he and Lindsay Lohan have something going on.
Oh, no way.
He's the rumor.
Why do you say that? Don't you know that these guys pay over there? These guys pay all of our artists. Mm-hmm. You hear it all the time.
There was one
J-Lo's doing somebody's
Mariah
birthday
Carey.
Party.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying
Whitney Houston. There was a guy. Was it the Bahrain guy or was it a Saudi prince who was just like in love? Oh, no. It was like Saddam Hussein.
I don't know.
Oh, I've, something who was like totally
yeah,
in love with.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Offered her all kinds of money to come over there.
I can't be in these people's business, but every now and then it leaks that these guys are taking millions of dollars to do a night, a gig, mm-hmm. 1 hour.
Someone's birthday, yeah.
At someone's
three
birthday.
Songs, yeah.
Would I? Maybe
Beyonce's
I would. I don't know.
It,
would
yeah.
you? Maybe you would. Maybe you'd be
Listen,
like, wait
someone
a
offers
minute.
Me $8 million to go to a party, I probably am going to go.
Right. You're going to pay my expenses, fly me private. Yeah. You're going to give me $8 million cash.
Yeah. And all I have to do is try to not let the world find out that I hung out with this murderer guy? Mm. All right, I'll give it a try.
So I wouldn't be surprised if she's, you know.
Well, they say, too, that that whole area goes crazy for her. Like, I guess she home-based in Dubai for a while because it was so great for her there. Like, they treat her like royalty. Mm. You know, she's an American movie star. I don't, maybe,
right.
is that it? Or is it just that they love her red hair? I don't know. So.
Red hair is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. Anyway, they say that this guy and she have gotten close. I don't know what that means because apparently there's only one documented case of them meeting at a Grand Prix. Let's see, a Formula One Grand Prix race around a year ago. Mm. But, you know, these days you can FaceTime someone all you want. But they're saying that he sends a private jet for her whenever she wants one and that he's showering her with gifts, including a gift-wrapped credit card. Like, how psyched are you when you open up the present from the Saudi prince and it's a credit card? You're like, oh, my God, this might as well be $8 million because I'm going on a spending spree.
Yep.
Yeah, Kanye.
How quick do you have a gold Rolex?
Right.
Come on, Bryn. How quick?
Quick. You do it quick
so
before
diamonds.
He turns that
yes.
thing off. You do a lot of spending that first month and just see how he handles that first bill. Just see how this goes. Anyway,
and then she turns around and probably gets the money for it.
They do. Her people are saying there was no credit card gift, so I don't
her
know.
Her people are saying that.
Her people are saying.
Oh,
that.
I don't believe anything they say.
So this guy Mohammed bin Salman, he married his cousin in 2008. Her name is really long, but they have.
That's a weird name.
I know. Well, you want to see? It's Princess Sarah bint Masrour bin Al. But Aziz Al-Suad.
I don't know if I got that. Can you do that again?
No. Did she just be Mrs. Bin Salman?
Spell that.
They have four kids together.
Right, well.
Oh, he only has one wife?
Yeah, according to
well,
Wikipedia.
He's allowed to have multiple wives, though,
is he?
Right?
I don't know what the rules are over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is the crown prince. Can't he do whatever he wants?
Right.
Yes. Well, apparently.
Anyway, a rep for Lowen says that they met just the one time. And the rep also denied that Bin Salman, MBS, who has been accused of murdering Jamal Khashoggi, gave Lindsay a credit card. Either way, her friends say they're texting all the time. Mm. I've seen text message exchanges between them. They say they boast that they have a new friendship. This rep is saying that's lies. They're saying she's been partly based in Dubai for the last couple of years, and it's not unusual for her to be courted by Middle Eastern dignitaries. Sorry.
Does Lindsay have a D pic from this guy in her phone?
you imagine? I'd say no.
No?
I tend to think no as well. Like maybe he's. I mean,
he's already under a microscope for this Khashoggi.
Said, what does that mean? He doesn't even... That didn't faze him in the least. He doesn't care.
You're right.
He's
he doesn't
probably
care.
Like, pull these robes apart. Somebody snap a pic.
I don't take my own selfies.
Maybe you're a fluffer.
In 2018, Lindsay said she wanted to make an all-female movie called Frame about Saudi culture, including Saudi women's taste for the sport of fencing, which I didn't know they had, but what fun. Mm. If I was a Saudi woman, I'd probably be really into knives, too. Or swords, epees, whatever they're called. She is last known to be romantically involved with that Russian dude, Igor Tarabasov. And so I don't know if there's any truth to this, but apparently there's some smoke, so I don't know if there's any fire. But it would be great to get a credit card.
Gift
from MSB, MBS.
I just don't think it's that pack. Surprising if she's taking money from the guy. They're all American. Well, no, not all. A lot of American celebrities are taking money from...
Middle East.
From all over.
Yeah.
I'm sure Russia, too. I'm sure, you know.
Even if they're just going places to cut ads, there's a lot of people, big stars, who have
right.
lucrative ad careers in other countries because they just assume no one's ever going to see them. And mostly we don't.
He's worth $3 billion, by the way.
Not once Lindsay's done with him.
Poor.
You poor. Know his ex-wife, the name that Hooman tried to pronounce earlier?
Oh, say it's his ex-wife?
So I looked it up.
Oh, it's his ex?
I'm not sure. I thought it was his ex. Oh. Maybe no, it's his current. Oh, my bad. So I had the computer say it, and it seems like the computer is struggling, too.
Here it is. What?
Oh, my God. She sounds like she's starting to cry.
Do it one more time.
God, Hooman, I actually think you said
it's
it better
okay,
than the
computer.
You said it better, Hooman.
It's a tough name, man. It's long.
It's Arabin. Austin. Mohammed. No.
I can't get it out.
I gotta go back to computer school.
I'm breaking.
I'm having a breakdown. The computer's gonna blow up. I'm trying. I can't do this.
Internet is dead.
Have Stephen Hawking say it. Oh, have Stephen Hawking say it.
That would be
That's
good.
A great idea, computer. See if Stephen Hawking can say it.
Oh, my goodness.
Type it in there.
It's like seven names. The chick's got seven names.
Well, you know. I mean, she's important. The more names you have, everybody knows. Hooman Khalili Sabet.
Listen, my grandfather threw on the Sabet. It should just be Hooman Khalili, but there's so many Hooman Khalilis. I have them add me all the time on Facebook and Instagram. I'm friends with 20 Hooman Khalilis.
Oh. you actively seek out other Hooman
No,
Khalilis?
No, they find me.
Oh. Your grandfather, is that your mom's dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I have my mom's last name, everybody.
All right, here's Stephen Hawking saying it. You hear it?
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
Oh, God.
What? One more time?
Oh, hold on. By the way, the first name is Sarah, so I don't know how
Why are they saying Sarah? Sabin.
Because it's Sarah Bint. That's, I don't know, whatever.
Sarah what?
So he can't say Sarah?
Sarah Bint.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Bint Mashour.
He's saying Sa.
You hear it?
It's Sarah Bint Mashour Bin, and then...
Cyborg.
Okay, I can say it now. Sarah Bint Mashour Bin Abdul Aziz Al Swad.
Nice.
Good job. Thanks. You are better than any computer.
I can try to slow it down for you if you want.
Sounds like we're getting some interference in there. Mail hog? I don't know. Kylie Jenner. Mm-hmm. She's having a birthday.
Yeah.
Look, when you're a Kardashian or
no,
a Kardashian
you're a billionaire.
Adjacent, you don't just have a birthday. It doesn't matter what number you're celebrating. Mm-hmm. It's going to be big. It's going to be over the top. Stupid over the top. So it began.
Here we go.
Began yesterday. She's 22. Well, she's turning 22 this weekend. And Travis Scott, her baby daddy, he is giving her the first of many presents. She shared a video of herself walking through her mansion on Monday afternoon, feet crunching on rose petals. I thought they were soft. It says crunching. Stormy is in there. She's like, oh, my God, look, Mom. I don't think she talks yet. Rose petals. This is wonderful. So she's playing.
Talks yet. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think I said?
What do you think you thought?
I don't know.
Talks yet.
I thought I heard talks bleep. I was like, why would you say that?
I didn't.
Sugar honey iced tea.
Oh, no. She doesn't talk yet.
Got it.
So Kylie takes a video of herself. She opens the door to her incredible mansion. And it's just thick with crunchy rose petals, apparently. And the baby, Stormy's playing with the rose petals. And the gift came with a note to Kylie reading, "Happy birthday. We're just getting started. Love you." So hopefully she'll Instagram.
Week-long birthday.
I guess so. You know, it's her 22nd, very important one. Back in April, when he turned 28, she actually put up a giant billboard in West Hollywood with a big picture of her kid's their kid's face, Stormy, mm-hmm. and then a full body picture of her and the baby, like, laying there. And it says, "Happy birthday, Daddy. Love, Mommy, and Stormy, XO." Like, that was what she did for his birthday mm-hmm. and other. I mean, I'm sure she did all the stuff for his birthday.
What do you mean all the stuff?
You know exactly what I mean. Whatever he asked for, he got.
You think she's a...
Yeah. Hell yeah, I do. That chick is filthy.
She is?
Yes. Definitely. They've been together a little over 2 years. They hooked up at Coachella and haven't been apart since. Except for that time when he was on tour and maybe did somebody else. Here's a picture of the billboard that she put up for him last year. Or a couple months ago in April. But anyway, I look forward to seeing what happens there. And then finally, Metallica saves the day. I just, you know, I see Metallica in the headline and I think, well, got to do this one for Vinny. Mm-hmm.
I trust Metallica will save the day. Mm. I do.
And there is no debate after this. Like, I don't care what you think about Metallica. They saved the day here. There's a lady in British Columbia. She's out walking her dog. And out of nowhere, she's like, oh, my God, there's a mountain lion stalking me right now. Like, they're out, I don't know, in the wilds of British Columbia.
Okay, well, that happens.
So she pulls out her phone and starts filming it. Like, I'm going to get eaten by this mountain lion. I better film this for Instagram. You know, mm-hmm. Maybe she's doing Insta Live. I don't know.
Yikes.
So she tries yelling at it, and it's
get
just,
out of here, you!
Yeah, shaking her fist, right? And it wouldn't go away. It just stood there staring at her, like licking its chops.
Oh no!
So she stops recording. She goes to iTunes, and she landed on the Metallica song "Don't Tread on Me."
Okay.
And she starts cranking that. I mean, as loud as an iPhone will go.
Hold on, I don't hear that yet. Hold on. I don't hear that yet.
Don't Tread on Me, Metallica.
Hold on, I don't hear it yet.
Okay, I'm going to wait for that. Loading.
Boy, this is weird. She's about to die, and she should switch to T-Mobile. We've gone faster.
And the lion heard the opening licks of this and went, I got to go. I cannot face down Metallica. Goodbye.
And left?
Thing took off. Ran off into the woods and never came back. Metallica saves Yay. The day, everybody.
I trust Metallica.
To save you from a mountain lion.
Always.
That lady's still alive because of Metallica.
The other day I was wearing my Metallica shirt.
Yeah, what
I
happened?
You guys got it for me.
I got it for you.
You got it for me. I was at a restaurant with my family. I'm walking out and this guy goes, dude, Metallica, fist bump. I'm like, psh. Of course, because Metallica rules. Mm. Duh.
And they'll save you from a mountain lion if you're out there walking.
Right.
You could, that's one of those situations where I'm like, maybe a gun. I don't know.
then it's okay to have
yeah,
a gun?
Sure. You're out walking near wildcats? Yes. Go ahead. Have one. Personal protection. Well, that's enough out of you. Screw that cat. What's going up in the news?
The joys of home ownership.
Oh, God. This one's going to be good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries. So that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to do a quick I'm so proud of you, Bryn, announcement. This morning, so we do a podcast with Johnny Mosley. Johnny Mosley is a longtime friend of the show here. Yes.
Sure.
Longtime friend of the show. Comes on the show all the time and, you know, hit us up when he wanted to do a podcast. And Bryn produces the thing. And this morning he played me the little promo piece that he puts at the beginning of each one. Mm-hmm. I was laughing my ass off. Like, he's so creative. Just
Bryn is.
Bryn. Just, yeah, not, in fact, at one point I'm like, Johnny, please come back and get on the mic. Johnny, this is your podcast. Like, you have to get on the mic. Like, but like somehow Bryn makes that into something that works. It was great. So new Johnny Mosley podcast drop every Monday. You can find him at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today.
All right. I will.
24 Hour Fitness.
Work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So the Raiders are going to become the Las Vegas Raiders.
So the Keeping Raiders is the name?
Yo, are you kidding? That's marketing gold. Mm. Apparently that's...
It's marketing silver.
And, right. And black.
Yeah. Anyway, the new stadium's going to be called Allegiant Stadium. Oh. I don't know what Allegiant does. Are they an insurance company?
Oh, I feel like they are.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
I don't know what Allegiant is.
So that'll be their new stadium name, Allegiant Stadium.
I see Allegiant Air.
Yeah, that's what I see too.
Oh, it's an airline?
Wow.
A discount airline.
Oh.
Well,
maybe that's how you get to Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, that's going to be the name. Oh, the hometown airline, Allegiant. So they must be based in
there,
Vegas.
Yes.
Ah, that makes sense.
There it is. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's... They're not leaving this year. They're playing here this year. And I think they hope to be there next year. And I don't think that the stadium will be ready, but...
Well, good luck to them. Good riddance.
Such a bummer.
It is a total bummer. It's got to be hard to say, we're leaving in a couple years. And expect people to show up for you. Of course, people will.
You know what? Raiders fans absolutely are going to show up. That's lucky them. That they've got that fandom that they'll still show no matter that they've just been,
they deserve it or not.
Right. The joys of home ownership.
Oh, here we go, Hooman. You love these stories.
Average person spends 53 hours a month doing manual labor on their home.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. So you're a slave to that house, people.
Hey, listen, it's the biggest investment you'll make.
Yeah.
It's a great investment.
Plus, you live there, so you know a lot of that work involves taking care of your surroundings.
Sure. Vacuuming your rug.
Right. Vacuuming, laundry, pulling weeds, gardening, watering.
Cleaning out your gutters.
All that stuff. I don't even do the yard work. I don't even have to do the yard work.
Why not?
Because we have our homeowners does the front, and we pay to have someone come and do the back.
You just cut the back and trim everything.
Right.
Nice fence, by the way.
Right.
That go over okay? No one's yelling at you, are they, for that?
No. It's beautiful.
It is. I don't know how anyone could complain.
Yeah, you couldn't have a problem with it. It's just a nice, sturdy fence. The old one, it fell over.
Yeah.
I had to put boards up to hold the thing.
To hold the boards.
So that we could, be there without having an open view of the street.
Right.
So it's much better than what was there.
Yeah.
Anyway. 53 hours a month of manual labor working on your home.
Oh, that's what you do.
What's the thing you hate the most about home maintenance? It's got to be one thing, right?
Well, I hate cleaning my fish filter. That sucks.
Well, you didn't have to have fish. Why?
Yeah, but I do have to clean that filter. That sucks. That is disgusting. Super gross.
How often?
Once a week.
Oh!
Yeah, it's bogus, too.
Have you thought of, setting the fish free and not having a fish?
In the creek? No, I haven't. I really like having the fish. It sucks, though.
Hmm. Hey, whatever happened to the tree?
Oh, we got it out of the creek. Yeah. We paid someone to come and drag that thing out chunk by chunk.
Right.
It was super fun. It was there for 3 weeks, though.
Yeah.
You got to get someone to agree to do it. It's a humongous tree. Damn thing. It's it fell off my property. It's off. You guys figure it out.
It's their problem now.
It's that's in the city's creek now. That didn't work. Plus, they were mad about the power lines it took down.
Oh, well, that could be dangerous.
There was a huge explosion. It was crazy. A fire and everything. No one likes that. It's weird.
Relationships we knew them.
They've changed a lot.
Have changed considerably.
If we were on the market now, things would be very different.
There's a totally new normal because of our phones and our connectivity.
Yep.
And one of the new normals, completely, over a third of people have been ghosted just in the past year. Mm. Oh, 35%. It's completely normal. For someone to disappear, be in your life, and then disappear from your life in such a way that it's, I guess you just shrug
super
it off,
hurtful.
Right?
No.
No, you shrug. I mean, that's the
cry.
Point. You can't even be that invested in someone. That's the point. Is
you're
that
just gonna ghost me?
You used to have this, you know.
Maybe the first time you get ghosted, you're like, "What?" And then after that,
swept away feeling like, "Oh my God, I can't not bone you. I've got to see you again. I have to."
Right up until I don't.
Well, but I'm saying, I mean, now it's completely there's such a lack, it's attention deficit almost. Like, mm-hmm. I just can't stay focused on the one thing. This right. phone has allowed
the phone
me.
Has the phone has 50 ladies waiting for
has
me.
Has all this, there's new input mm-hmm. from all directions at all times. Oh, look, my Tinder went off again.
Let me just check this real quick.
Let me just see
make
what
sure
is.
I'm with the best person I could be.
I hope I rank up. I hope I measure up.
Over a quarter of people in a relationship thought they were exclusive.
Oh.
Until they found out they weren't.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should have asked directly.
Well, but...
Are we exclusive?
It's
no. Oh. Oops.
People there's a new normal.
Well, they're scared for the answer to that one.
That's what I mean. If there's a new normal is, if you ask that, are you trying to lock someone down? And if you are, maybe they're going to split. So maybe you don't say. I don't even know.
Don't not ask because you're afraid they'll leave if you ask. Ask. If you want to be exclusive with someone, I think you need to put that out there. If you're too afraid, don't even be with someone that you're afraid to ask if you're exclusive.
People are weird.
That's just easy for you to say.
We don't value ourselves
married.
Anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
30 years with John.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if I found out we weren't exclusive, things might have to change.
I want
to
say I empathize with you out there who are scared to ask.
Just
it's
ask.
It's tough sometimes.
Please value yourself a little more than
the
that.
The survey also talked to people about this. They want to have the define the relationship talk after about 4 months. But most people, another bunch of people go out of their way to avoid it as long as possible.
Yeah.
Wow.
707 says, I got ghosted this weekend after a 3-month exclusive relationship.
Oh, wow.
You thought was exclusive.
Mm. Turns out he was still looking. Or she, whatever. I don't know if that's a part.
Yeah, it could be a girl.
And I don't know, you know, it could be same-sex partners too. It could
right.
be anything. Never assume anything anymore. Everybody. Just gonna make someone mad.
Your life adventurousness peaks at 34.
Oh, does it?
After that, you're not into having it as many adventures.
You don't try as many exotic foods.
Well,
you're not as likely to try rock climbing or skydiving. How old were you when you skydived?
Early 20s.
Oh.
What about travel? I think people travel a lot more when they get older.
Yeah.
That's adventurous, isn't it?
Sure.
No?
Yeah. I've been... thinking a lot about that. The people who you hear say, I can't wait to retire so we can travel. I feel like, man, your health kicks problems kick in and your sleeplessness is happening. And I don't know why you'd wait.
Mm. Do it now if you can.
It seems like do it when
you're... Sometimes people can't do it though now.
Yeah, because of the time or maybe money.
Maybe they have kids.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can't get the vacation time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? Do it when you can.
Yeah.
And do it as soon as you
can. As early as possible.
Right. I think, too, when you're in your mid-30s, you've had an injury that's nagging you, and you're like, holy crap, I didn't just immediately recover from that like I did last. So maybe that takes away some of your adventurous spirit. Like, well, I wouldn't want that to happen again. Boy, my shoulder's been really bugging me. Or whatever happened to you. You know? Oh, my hip. Ow.
What happened to your hip?
Nothing. I'm saying if something happened to you, you know, you have a nagging knee injury, you're like, I don't want that to flare up.
That's what I'm saying is, you know, that you see people with like a old age. It ain't easy.
No.
You don't want to be traveling with your pillbox.
And your colostomy bag, for God's sake.
Oh, come on.
Too far, Sarah.
Don't judge
too
me
far.
For having a colostomy bag. God, who cares? Got my adult diapers in my colostomy bag. The whole thing, a whole kit and caboodle. Mm.
You know what's funny about you?
What?
Is the way you're so reckless that you'd think you'd have some problems, but you don't. Your husband, though, on the other hand,
who couldn't be more careful and goes to the doctor every other day, and all kinds of crap going on. Well, he goes a lot because he's got a lot. Listen, man.
I thought about that the other day, though. That you guys went and got blood tests for this insurance thing, and he's the one who's got trouble.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, good.
All set. Great. Okay, my low rates.
Unbelievable. How did it not even detect nicotine in you?
Because why would it? Such a clean liver. That's all.
That's right.
And I have a clean liver.
How's that possible, too?
Nobody knows.
So
maybe
weird.
They got my blood mixed up with someone else's. So that's all I can think of. I'm like, wow, really? It all came back clean, huh? All right.
Yuzi, when's the last time you went to the doctor for a full physical?
I don't know. I usually go to the doctor just when I have problems.
If you go enough, you feel like, what do I need to make another?
So you haven't gone in to just do a full physical, like check me out, take my blood, run it.
Well, no, they always do my blood work. They always take the temperature. They take the blood pressure.
Uh huh.
The standard stuff that the nurse fills out.
Exactly.
That, you know, to keep
you
occupied while you're
no, I'm just curious.
I do,
if you've
I do
gone
a mammogram.
And got a...
I do a mammogram every couple years.
Have you gone for a physical, Sarah, in the last 10 years?
Yeah, John made me go for a physical last year.
he
made
did?
Me go to a doctor, yeah.
And you went and did a full physical.
I went and did it. I didn't go do the blood work or anything.
Well, that's
not a full physical thing.
Well, she told me I was supposed to go do it, and I was like, well, I'm not doing that.
You just walked right out.
I went, all right, thanks, bye. She's like, you look good. You look fine for your age. I'm like, thanks. You look good, too. All right, I'll see you whenever John makes me come again.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for you
guys.
I mean,
I feel like I'm pretty healthy. I mean, I got my problems, but.
All right. Whatever, never
Other
mind.
Than that, I'm pretty healthy.
Sure. You guys see that room seems super healthy in there. I'm just gonna look over here. I don't wanna make eye contact with anyone over there right now.
We are in separate rooms, and that's the Hooman and Usette room over there.
Studio B,
that's
baby.
Studio backing. Studio, all right. And studio backing. Studio bad news.
Shut up, you guys.
Studio all good, studio bad news.
Your backache is better, right? You're better.
Me?
You're running the stair thing.
I'm walking it.
Right, but still. And you're not doing all that. You're not laying around. And you're not doing the...
I haven't seen you on the ball in a while,
fine.
Which is good.
I'm getting better. Slowly but surely.
Great. Well, I can't wait for 3 days a week to start back up. August, September 1st.
How about a fast
Tuesday, Thursday,
back.
Friday, everybody. People can't wait.
The Grammy for Best New Artist in 1961 went to... Uh-oh.
Jerry Lee Best Lewis.
No.
Artist.
Who'd it go to?
Bob Newhart.
Oh,
because
really?
His first comedy album, The Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was so good, it also won Album of the Year.
That's so funny. Oh. My dad had that album. We used to listen to that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We said that he had Bob Newhart. He had a bunch of comedy albums, all the Cosby ones. I think you and I both listened to those,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I listened to those. I'd check them
out. Chicken Heart one. And...
From my, what do you call it? Elementary school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you could sign them out of the library? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad had all those albums. We used to listen to my dad had all these Perry Como albums. I don't even know who that is. I think he had like an orchestra, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a TV show.
Yeah,
played Tiny Bubbles.
That's not Perry Como.
Well, what's the TV show?
Lawrence Welk.
Is that the show?
Yeah. With the bubbles. Lawrence Welk.
That's before my. You guys are way older.
Don Ho, though, is Tiny Bubbles, I think.
Yeah, Don Ho's Tiny Bubbles. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no other comedian has won either of those awards ever since.
Wow.
He was the guy.
Good for you, Bob Newhart.
You like that?
Sure, I guess. Why not?
Right. Perry Como died 2001.
Well, right.
He was pretty old.
He was old when
he was
my
born
dad
in
left
1912.
Him.
Okay,
oh,
so
boy.
Why do you think he was still going to.
Well, I don't.
Give the guy a break.
Let the guy go.
Is there a song by him that we would recognize?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't recognize.
The guy who invented Vicks VapoRub.
Oh.
Also invented junk mail.
Huh.
What?
Yeah.
You had to invent junk mail?
Yeah, I mean, junk mail just happens.
Like junk mail
Yeah, he invented it.
Got this new idea for mail.
It's a bunch junk of crap mail. You don't want.
Put an address on a tin can and put it in the mail. Some junk.
That's how you get rid of your junk. That's the old 1-800-GET-JUNK. You just put your junk in the mail. Mail it to random places.
The first lesbian kiss on primetime network TV was on...
Roseanne.
No.
Oh.
Murphy Brown.
No.
Wait, what's the question again?
The first lesbian kiss on primetime TV.
It wasn't Margot Hemingway. Okay. What else did you guys say?
In 1991.
91, that was the first lesbian kiss? What was big back then? Miami Vice.
Miami Vice?
I don't know.
No, but...
Can you give us a clue?
Beverly Hills 90210.
The show was...
Was it a sitcom or a...
It was in L.A.
Melrose Not... Place.
No.
It was in L.A.
That's in L.A. L.A. Law.
L.A. Law.
Oh.
Who was it?
The D.A. Assistant I don't have D.A. Marsha. What was the... Was it Marsha Brady? Oh, not Marsha Brady. The Partridge Family lady.
Oh, Susan Day?
Yeah.
That was the show that had Harry Hamlin on
it,
right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Corbin Burnson.
I think I love
Jimmy
you.
Smits.
Oh.
Was in there?
He had a lesbian kiss? Hot.
The first gay male kiss was in 2000 on?
Oh, boy, in 2000.
Oh, we should know this one.
Why?
Oh, we just should
know
it.
I feel like I should know it because I feel like
we were alive then.
Yes, and I read something a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember who it was.
First male kiss. Jack and Diane. What's the name of that show? Karen and...
Oh, Will
and
Grace.
Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I would never guess that. Okay.
Yeah, me neither.
You didn't watch that?
No.
It's a little too old for that.
Did you watch it?
No.
I just watched the first lesbian kiss.
Did you like it?
It's awkward. Awkward.
Who is it?
It's some chick with short black hair kissing a redhead.
Oh.
So there it is, and then watch.
Oh, I don't remember these ladies.
Machu Picchu.
Oh, yeah.
Was built in 1450, which means it's younger than Oxford University.
Wow.
Isn't Oxford your thing?
I love Oxford so much.
What are you doing?
I just did him a favor.
You did?
Yeah. Never mind.
I want to go to Machu Picchu.
You do?
Yeah. Do you guys?
Is that Peru? Where is
it? Yeah, it's in Peru.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go there too. Although I've heard recently that they just recently, because I guess it's really difficult to get to, but enough people are now getting to it that they trample through it and take chunks of it.
Right.
And they're talking about, or they maybe have closed access to most of it, which seems like it would make sense because you could just wander freely through it.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Sang the chorus for the one hit wonder, Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Oh.
Watching me.
Really?
That's Michael Jackson.
Huh. Pull that up.
Play some Perry Como.
Don't play any Perry Como.
Get out of here with your Perry Como. You listen to that.
Listen to Perry Como in your own time. My dad's probably saying it's a Perry Como right now.
I'm posting the first lesbian kiss on the San Vinny Facebook page.
Nice. Do the first gay kiss too.
What was that? I wasn't listening to that one.
Oh, for crying out loud.
It's totally Michael Jackson.
Wow. How'd they get him to do that?
Maybe he liked Rockwell.
That's the only part you know.
Yeah.
What other part is there?
Yeah, let's hear the rest.
I can't think of any of it.
Here's their part.
Is it a rap song?
Wow.
Huh.
A woman in Detroit named Evelyn Overton found a recipe for cheesecake in the newspaper in the 1940s.
Okay.
She started selling the cheesecakes at a bakery in L.A., which her son turned into the first location of...
Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
Funny.
That's cool.
How'd they go from that to having giant plates of food big enough to feed
and
an army?
20-page menus.
Someone in a meeting somewhere said, you know what we should do? Yeah. Overfeed people.
Yeah. Fatten them up so they want more cheesecake.
Is it pricey, cheesecake?
No.
Cheesecake's good, though. If you have
a small piece. God, they give you half a cake there.
I've never had it there.
Have you ever eaten at Cheesecake Factory?
I'm sure I have.
Yeah, just all you need is one thing for your whole family, no matter what it, even if it's an appetizer.
I think I went to the one in Palo Alto. Mm. Anyway, I'm way out of time.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.